Emilio Vieira waited for a full 10 minutes in the shadows behind the massive oak tree overhanging the church parking lot. He needed to make sure there was no one who might see him there and ask questions, or worse, call the police. When he was convinced he was safe, he walked quickly to the green back door of the old church and reached behind a cement planter for the plastic bag containing the key. After unlocking the door, he returned the bag and the key to their hiding place and slipped silently inside the dark, empty building. Now, daring to breathe normally again, he turned and snapped the safety latch back into place. If things continued to work according to plan, he'd go and have a key made for himself. But not yet. He'd practiced letting himself in and out of the building several times without being seen. This time, he would stay the night. Only then would he make himself a key. He'd been working on the logistics of this place for weeks, and tonight he would learn whether or not the final implementation was actually going to work. In the dark interior of the building, he moved slowly and carefully along the route he'd long since memorized. Without making a sound, he walked across the corridor, down the stairs, and through the children's area to where an old creaky door opened into a long, unused dirt cellar. Here was the original foundation and very oldest part of the historic New England church. According to his research, this part of the structure dated all the way back to the church's construction in 1789. It smelled old and forgotten. He hoped and prayed it would remain that way. Shutting the door and using his cell phone for light, he made his way across the uneven floor to where another staircase, long unused and even more forgotten, had once ascended to the sanctuary. Years ago, it had been permanently walled off at the top, and like the crawl space, it was ancient history, a stairway to nowhere. For years, no one other than workmen, plumbers, or electricians had gone into that part of the building. Originally, this was where the colonists who'd built the original church structure fled to hide from Indian raiders. Later in the history of the congregation, it became a place for abolitionist members of the church to hide runaway slaves. The church had a long history of providing safe sanctuary to those who needed it, and present-day members remain justly proud of that history. He'd learned all of this by poring over dusty, faded records and drawings in the library and town hall. He further expanded his knowledge of the place by attending a few Sunday services and having coffee in the parish social hall and meeting some of the congregation. But after the ritual newcomer greetings, "Welcome! What did you say your name was? Here, let me get you some coffee and something to eat. I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?" They would smile and turn back to their friends. That never bothered Emilio. He wasn't there to make connections. He was engaged in personal research. He used the pretext of trips to the men's room to check out and memorize the layout of the facility. He located the bathrooms, both upstairs and down, the kitchen, and the social and educational spaces. When well-intentioned people persisted, asking his name and where he came from and where he lived, he would only give them his first name, Emilio, that he was from Brazil, and that he worked in a local restaurant. This would usually suffice. If further pressed, he'd say only that he and a couple of guys had a place in Hull, a nearby and considerably less pricey town on the southeastern Massachusetts coast. With his first New England winter approaching, he needed to find a safe, dry place to sleep. Renting a room costs money, and he was sending almost all of what he had made home to his family. He'd pretty much used up the charity and hospitality of his friends. Camping in a nearby state forest had served him well over the summer, but with the shorter, colder days approaching, this would soon no longer be an option. He needed a warm, secure, permanent shelter, and he didn't have much time left to find it. Now, safely inside and standing next to the forgotten stairway, he knew part one of his plan was accomplished. Alone in the semi-darkness, he located the movable panel that edged the underside of the stairs and began to work it open.